there's a long history, actually, of saxophone and percussion duo music. I think because we're both relatively young instruments. Percussion's probably 60 years worth of concertizing, and saxophone's not that far behind in terms of on its own on the recital stage. And we have similar histories in working from transcriptions and trying to fight our way into composers to write for us. So Nate and I had done, he was still working on his terminal degree when he got hired at State, and his lecture recital was on music for saxophone and percussion duo. So that was a paper that he'd started before he got hired, and he needed a partner, and I was there, and so that's kind of what got us going.
What was the starting point? What was the first piece that you guys happened upon that were like, this is a really great piece for you guys to collaborate on?
Well, I don't even know if the first one that we played together is even on the disc. It's not. But the one that really got us hooked, I think, was this Halim El-Dab piece, The Miraculous Tale. Halim's an Egyptian composer working in contemporary music, teaches at Kent State in Ohio. But that was a piece for saxophone and darabuka, and we just had a really good time working that out together.
Now, you mentioned a percussion instrument you played on that piece that I am not familiar with. So let's talk about that instrument.
Sure, the darabuka, yeah, is an Egyptian goblet frame drum. So in Egypt, it's the darabuka. It would be the dumbek in Turkey and Africa, but it looks like if you're familiar with the djembe, which is a West African larger kind of goblet-shaped drum, it would look like if you put one of those in the wash. So it's about 12 inches.
A shrunken one.
Yeah, a shrunken one, yeah. A good one for display on your, you know, on your nightstand. It's so about 12 inches in diameter. And then like looks like Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, the Grail Cup. So it has that kind of shape of that kind of goblet shape to it. Well, I'll come back to the El-Dab piece, The Miraculous Tale, which is written in a very conversational style, even though there are no words, there's no text to it, but it's written in this way of almost an Egyptian folk tune where you have the saxophone player gives a little melodic snippet, and then you get a written out but improvisational style answer from the darabuka. So it's sort of this folk singing and storytelling, and that's kind of what he's going for in that piece, and he calls the three sections lightning, tenderness, and stratosphere. And so it's supposed to have this idea of being a storyteller. And a lot of his expression markings have to do with that, with scratchier, drier, with increased nervousness. So he comes back to these themes over and over again and wants you to represent them in a storytelling way.
That would lead me to ask you, how many different percussion instruments did you utilize when you were putting this recording together?
This one uses, there's some, the Piazzolla transcription, we used mainly keyboard percussion, so you hear marimba and vibraphone, a little bit of bongos or a little bit of playing on the marimba frame to kind of get a, it was originally for flute and guitar. So there's some places where Piazzolla has the guitarist play on the body of the guitar. So we're looking for a sound there. The Kapetsky mixed music is primarily marimba and drums. So lots of toms, lots of bass drum, kind of a really rock and roll piece. So marimba and kind of kick drum, drum set setup. Tangling Shadows is a Nathan Daughtry piece for soprano sax and vibraphone. So again, keyboard percussion. Halim's piece is saxophone and hand drum, and then Mara's Lullaby, the Mark Mellett's piece, is again piano and marimba and saxophone. So some different timbres. The Kapetsky piece uses a lot of different timbres. Halim's piece uses a lot of different timbre, but I would say a whole lot of keyboard percussion. So pretty listenable in the grand scheme of things.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in and talking about your new recording.
Well, great. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for putting it together.